Better Listen presents A Blue Fire Part 1 with James Hillman.
What you're about to hear, this is James Hillman talking already. What you're about to hear is a recording made at the Roe Conference Center in June 1990 by Steve Stein, and it is part one of a weekend conference on, it was a back and forth about my work, derived from the book A Blue Fire, published by Harper and Collins, 1989, edited by Tom Moore. So this is a lively discussion group of people. They were extraordinary people, and they squeezed me like a grape or an olive to get out what they could, and I'm grateful to them. I want to say this already at the beginning of the tape.
There are always lots of expectations, and I'm going to meet them all. Let's go for it this weekend. I mean, no disappointment. Just go for what you want, and let's try and do it. Let's go wherever you want to go. It depends, of course, on your putting the pressure on. Well, I have a little trouble with hope. I don't want to take yours away from you, but I heard a lovely phrase today, to be optimistic without hope. It's a sentence from Paul Valery. It was a very nice phrase. That's a hard one for the Christian mind.
I don't know if I'm using the right word.
No, you are. I mean, it is. The idea of being hopeful, that isn't quite what I meant in revisioning psychology about pathology, that pathologizing, it doesn't mean it's going to get, it's not hope, it is that it draws your interest. Actually, interest is more important than hope. Interest in what's going on would be both a medical approach and a psychological approach. Do you follow me there at all? Does anybody want to add to that? That being interested is really the crucial thing. What is going on in this so-called path?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?